Hello, you are listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Melissa, and this is the Existential Crisis Radio Hour, Infinite Edition, 2-hour version. And wait, use the other mic. That one's not on. Messing up till the end.
That's our last show.
Our last show ever. Yeah. I don't know if any of y'all remember, but we used to be Mad Libs. That was Melissa, Amy, Dina, Libs.
That was a long time ago.
In a galaxy far, far away. But now we're big kids, so we're having an existential crisis that never ends. And yeah, we've been doing the show in some capacity together for 4 years, ever since freshman year. I mean, like, we started fall freshman year. We were just like, radio, that sounds cool. Anyone can do that. So now we're coming at you straight from MFO.
HQ.
Also known as Curtis Hall. Yeah, Dina, do you have any words to say to our soon-to-be dead show?
It's been a good run. It's been a good couple years.
Yeah, it's been, I don't know, like, really emotional. Like, it's so much fun. Like, radio has been, like, such a creative outlet. And, of course, with my friends, it's been just, like, a great time. Anyways, so we're going to play music. Amy will be here in theory in like 20 minutes. So she will join us for our last show ever. And I don't know, Dina, do you think we're going to go crazy our last show? Just like really go for it?
I mean, I don't know about that. I don't know what going crazy entails.
I don't know. We can break all three WMFO rules.
No. Let's not do that.
Who's gonna catch us now?
I mean, Nick Andre.
And the FCC.
And the FCC.
That's like a band name, Nick Andre and the FCC.
Honestly, like 5 people in the world will understand, but that's fine.
That's okay. WMFO Insider right here. So the playlist I put together for today, I actually looked back on a bunch of old playlists from freshman year. So I'm playing just like a bunch of favorites from when I was a freshman. Like, I remember, I think at the end of freshman year, I made like my favorites from this year, so I pulled from that. So this is a lot of music that was like popular like 4 years ago or older, but I think it was fitting. And my first song that I'm gonna play tonight was actually the first song that I played on the radio back in like October of 2012. So yeah, if you're listening out there, if you're one of, wait, I'm gonna check the shoutcast. There's a Dina, there's 7 people listening.
Wow.
Amazing. We love you. I'm under the impression that the Writing Fellows group is listening right now. So if you are, I love y'all. Keep writing and keep fellowing. So let's get to playing some music.
Yeah.
And we can chat and cry afterwards. And we can... What are you doing?
My laptop isn't getting Wi-Fi, so
Hitting it against the table.
Smack it a few times.
That's what that banging noise is. Dina's literally just banging her computer against the table.
I mean,
that's how you fix the Wi-Fi, right?
I mean, I fixed the Wi-Fi.
Is it fixed?
It's working now.
Okay, so pro tip: if your Wi-Fi ever doesn't work, just smack it against the table, and hopefully we will not encounter any problems, as we encounter a problem every single time we have a show. Anyways, so I think we should be ready. And let's do the thing. Listeners, for the last time, let's dive into our music.
Wow.
Cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, to teasing you with underage. Could he be waving from a tropical sunset? Static silhouette somehow. Single in his bed someday. Quiet till it falls, falls. Room, 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 room. Focus, looking forward. The Coliseum, no, no. What did I say? What can I say? Room, room, many tears have fallen here. I'll be driving you look the other way.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I'm just going to read what I've played thus far. First, we listened to the Electric Feel, the Justice remix, which, of course, is by MGMT, remixed by Justice. That was the first song I ever played on the radio. I was so nervous. And it's a good time. Good for jamming. Julia and her sister were here dancing along with us, my roommate Julia. Then Genesis by Grimes. classic from Visions, her album Visions, which I was really into in my freshman year. Then Hanging On by Active Child, still one of my favorite songs ever. Still think that song is beautiful. Introduced to me by my freshman year roommate. Then Through the Mines by Stars, from their album The North. I think that's my favorite Stars album. And it was also the first real concert I ever went to with Dina.
I too am playing a song from that album.
Yeah, because we were very into it freshman year. I'm so into it. I mean, I love their new album, but I really love The North. I really love that. And it was also really important to me because it was like my first real concert and I went with Dina and Amy. It was a big deal. I remember that night. And I've since been to another Stars concert. They're great every time. And Torkel always talks about how much drugs he does.
True.
Yeah, he loves to talk about that. And Amy's always like, stop. Like, Amy, the singer, not our showmate. Although I'm sure she hopes he stops too. And then Rome by Phoenix, which I love that song. I also went to a Phoenix concert and had an asthma attack there because I was so excited.
True.
So, true. Yeah, Dina was there. She remembers. And that was a song they played in the encore, which was just beautiful. So basically, I'm having a lot of emotions right now. My last song for the night before I turn it off to Dina is going to be a song I play every year without fail. Dina hates it. It is old. It's from the 90s. I love it. It is pretty much like my aesthetic. It's like Gregorian chanting plus like French mumbling plus like a nice electric beat. It's a good time. Julia likes it. Yeah. Julia, do you want to say something?
What?
Go to the mic.
Oh my god, I have nothing to say.
You have everything to say.
Julia always has many things to say.
Hello, listeners. I've had the pleasure of being Melissa's roommate for 2 years.
That's so cute.
And I just wanted to say that I've enjoyed listening to all her music. She's got great taste, and I've enjoyed listening to WMFO as well. And have a good night.
Thank you. That was beautiful. That's not what I meant, but do you want anything to say? But thank you for your like user review of me. Yelp review. 5 stars.
Would recommend.
As a friend. Okay, so let's listen to this last song, and I hope everyone enjoys it, and try not to get distracted by the horse noises.
Yikes.
What?
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Carry me well. I left you a love poem, the best I have written. My favorite words were the ones I couldn't spell. They say that I'm a lunatic, they say that I am full of it. I say that it's worth dreaming just for the dream of it. It's all about passion, it's all about perception. Don't call me on my cell phone, cause there ain't no reception when I'm gone. Start to get dizzy about 100 feet up.
There's been a lot of talk of love, but that don't amount to nothing. You can evoke the stars above, but that doesn't make it something. And the only way to last, and the only way to live it, is to hold on when you get love, and let go when you give it. Give it. It's a pretty melody. It might help you through the night time, but it doesn't make it easy to leave the party at the right time. If I'm frightened, if I'm high, it's my weakness, please forgive it. At least I hold on when I get low, and I let go when I give it. If you like it, sing along. Sing 'cause you don't know how to say it. Take the weakest thing in you, and then beat the bastards with it. And always hold on when you get love, so you can let go when you give it.
Asked for my hand, but I was sad. you asked it as I laid in a black dress with my father in a casket. I had no plans. Yeah. And I left the footprints, the mud stained on the carpet, and harder like my heart did when you left town. But I must admit it, that I would marry you in an instant. Damn your wife, I'd be your mistress just to have you around. But I was late for this, late for that, late for the love of my life. And when I die alone, when I die alone, die, I'll be on time. Ah. And while the church discouraged any lust that burned within me, yes, my flesh, it was my currency, but I held true. Taxi, and the traffic distracts me from the strangers in my backseat that remind me of you. But I was late for this, late for that, late for the love of my life. And when I die alone, when I die alone, when I die, I'll be on time. The only gifts from my Lord were birth. I've read this script and the costume fits, so I play my part. I was clean with that truck, I was taller than the rafters, but that's all in the past, love gone with the wind. And now a nurse in white shoes leads me back to my guest room. It's a bed and a bathroom and a place for the end. I won't be late for this, late for that, late for the love of my life. And when I die alone, when I die alone, die, I'll be on time.